The Holy Word for Morning Revival. Prayer and the Lord's Move. Week 2. A Man of Prayer. Week 2. Day 3. The Morning Nourishment. Mark 8:34 says, "And he called the crowd to him with his disciples and said to them, 'If anyone wants to follow after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'" 9:29. "And he said to them, 'This kind cannot come out by any means except prayer.'" To pray means that we realize that we are nothing and that we can do nothing. This implies that prayer is the real denial of the self. To pray, therefore, is to deny ourselves. Knowing that we are nothing and are not able to do anything. Furthermore, to pray is actually to declare, "Not I, but Christ." Instead of praying, the disciples tried to cast out the demon. Perhaps they said to themselves, "We have been watching the Lord cast out demons for more than 2 years and we have learned of him. We should be able to cast the demon out of this child." But although they attempted to cast out the demon, they were not successful. We may say that they tried to cast out the demon without the necessary power, energy, or divine electricity. The word prayer in Mark 9:29 actually indicates, "No longer I, but Christ." Concerning this matter, we need to understand why this case immediately follows the revelation of Christ as our replacement and the Lord's word about denying ourselves. We need to deny ourselves so that Christ may be our replacement and become everything to us. These are excerpts from Life Study of Mark, pages 240 through 241. Now for today's reading. We do not need to pray in a lengthy way. It is sufficient simply to call, "O Lord Jesus." Even such a short prayer indicates, "No longer I, but Christ." Your prayer testifies that you do not exercise your self-effort to deal with the situation. Instead, you apply Christ. This is to practice the vision concerning Christ with his death and resurrection being our replacement. That's from Life Study of Mark, page 242. For the organic building up of the body of Christ, we need the divine life, and we also need prayer. We realize that we need another life, that we have been made by God as vessels, as the means through which God can work. Still, we need prayer. To pray means that we realize that by ourselves, with ourselves, and in ourselves, we are nothing. Therefore, we do not want to do anything by ourselves. Instead, we want to do everything in God, with God, and through God. There are two significances of prayer. First, when we pray ourselves into God. Second, when we pray God into us. We are not that much in God, nor is God that much in us. Because we are distracted, we get outside of God. If we are going to do God's work, we need to get into God. Furthermore, God is not that much in us. Therefore, we need to pray God into us. Then we can do the work in a way in which we are mingled with God. We can arrive at this situation and condition by prayer. When we pray, we do not need to pray too much for affairs or for the work. We need to pray ourselves into God, and we need to pray God into us. This is the principle of prayer. To pray means to stop ourselves from doing anything. If we can do something on our own, we do not need to stop and pray. We can just go ahead and do it ourselves. Many times we carry out the service in this way. We do it by ourselves. Hey, this is wrong. We have to stop ourselves. If we look into the New Testament, we can see that the Lord Jesus always prayed first. His prayer was to stop himself from doing anything apart from the Father. His prayer afforded him the opportunity to be fully one with the Father. Then in the work done by God, the Father was through Jesus, the man. It was the same with the early apostles. The book of Acts shows us that whenever there was some activity, the apostles firstly prayed. They never initiated work without prayer. Whenever they wanted to do something, they stopped themselves by their prayer. Their prayer gave God a way to come into them, to fill them up, and to saturate their very being. Then the apostles began to work. That work was not something done by the apostles independent from God. These are excerpts from the Practical and Organic Building Up of the Church, page 93. And for further reading, the Practical and Organic Building Up of the Church, chapter 9, the Life Study of Mark, message 27.